Welcome to the Black Lands Cafe. My name's John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Tuesday, September 17th, 2013. The U.S. Constitution was signed on this day in 1787. This day in 1862, during the Civil War, it was the bloodiest day in American history as the Union and Confederate armies fought the Battle of Antietam in Maryland. In one day, 23,000 casualties, including 4,000 dead on the two sides combined. On this day in 1962, the dams of two small Wood County lakes, Lake Hawkins and Lake Winnsboro, were completed. Lakes were made for recreational and flood regulation purposes. On this day in 1967, The Who literally exploded into the consciousness of America as they performed My Generation on the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour, ending with Pete Townsend smashing his guitar and Keith Moon blowing up his drum kit. My Generation. People try to pull us. This a little more than 3 years after the Beatles, dressed in conservative dark suits, bowed politely after performing on the Ed Sullivan Show. In 1983, Vanessa Williams became the first black Miss America. In 1986, Oprah Winfrey introduced her influential book club.
Okay, this is one of my all-time favorite moments I'm having on television right now. You are witnessing it. Mainly because I love books. When I was growing up, books were my friends. When I didn't have friends, I had books. And what we want to do is start a book club here on The Oprah Show.
In 1955, the number one song in the country was The Yellow Rose of Texas, performed by Mitch Miller. Baby boomers remember Sing Along with Mitch? On the KETR events calendar, the Commerce Library Literacy Program provides free GED classes at the library, 1210 Park Street, on Tuesdays from 3:30 to 5:45, Wednesdays from noon to 2, and at the CISD, the Commerce ISD Administration Building, on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8. The administration building is located at 3315 Washington Street. That's the old A.C. Williams Elementary School. Now, a new GED exam takes effect next year, so if you've started, it's important to complete taking it before the end of this year. Call the library at 903-886-6858 for more information on the GED classes. 903-886-6858. Our guest in the cafe this morning is the editor of the Herald Banner and the Commerce Journal, Caleb Slinkard. Not too long ago, Caleb was the editor of the East Texan, the student newspaper at A&M Commerce. It's been a meteoric rise.
Thank you, sir.
For,
I appreciate that.
For Caleb Slinkard. And Caleb's going to join us from time to time to talk about things going on, not only in Greenville, but just all around Hunt County. And, of course, the Herald Banner takes an interest in the entire area. Caleb, one good thing that's there is to talk about is that in Greenville in particular, we've had some good news on the jobs front lately. Why don't you kind of fill us in on some of that?
Absolutely. You know, for the past year, we've had some negative news, you know, leading into it, obviously with the Rubbermaid plant moving. You know, that was some news that we weren't so excited about. However, you know, over the past, I guess, month, really, we've had two announcements that have been very positive for the Greenville area. And while they don't necessarily replace the jobs that we've lost with Rubbermaid, they certainly go a long way there. Fritz Industries, which produces materials that are used for oil companies and things of that nature, they're actually moving kind of across the street, if you will, into the old Rubbermaid, the new old Rubbermaid factory. And that's being made possible in part through an $850,000 grant from the governor's office. And they're investing quite a bit of money into it. And so And that's definitely very positive news for Greenville. Mm-hmm. And the second thing, there's a grain and cereal company. Is actually the name of the company. They're going to be moving into the old Lance plant. They're kind of a newer company, and we don't know a whole lot about them yet, but we received that news from Greg Sims, who's over at the Greenville Economic Development Corporation. And again, very positive news for the area, and it seems like Greenville's finally going in the right direction when it comes to jobs.
Mm-hmm. And then you were telling me there's a fertilizer plant. Now, and when you say fertilizer plant in Texas these days, everybody kind of takes a little
sure.
short breath, but you were saying that might also be a positive
yeah,
thing.
It would be a storage facility for fertilizer. They'd have, and it hasn't been built or approved yet, and that's all up in the air right now. The idea is that there would be three silos there that would store some fertilizer material. The city of Greenville, however, is raising kind of an objection to it because the plant, which would be located along the railroad tracks kind of east downtown Greenville, the fertilizer itself, according to the manager, Jerry Rice, is fine. The mixing agent they use, which what they're going to want to do is a couple times a year bring in some mixing agents, mix fertilizer, and then store it at the facility. Well, the mixing agent they use is not dangerous at all. However, in the process of mixing those two, if there were some sort of catastrophic event, there is a potential that that area would need to be evacuated to keep people in the area safe.
Well, with the two that we are certain about, how many jobs are we talking about?
That is a fantastic question. I know that with it's kind of a it's going to depend obviously on what they're able to do, but we're definitely talking and adding in the hundreds of jobs. So
let's talk about something else that's been in the news lately, and that is that. And will be in the news now for the next couple of months as we have a bond election coming up.
Absolutely.
For the Hunt Memorial Hospital District in November. And folks in Commerce and Quinlan would take particular interest in this because it would result, if the bond election is approved, if
yes.
it's a successful bond election, you would have new facilities in Commerce and Quinlan.
Absolutely.
So what's that all about?
Well, basically, it's a $12.3 million bond. And what that would do, there's three phases of that project. If it is passed, Hunt Regional Healthcare would build a new facility in Commerce that is an ER and outpatient facility only, no more inpatient, which isn't really a big deal because they're only averaging about three or four per day anyway. Mm-hmm. And they would do that concurrently with closing the current one. So the new one there near Sterling Heart would go, would be closed, and then the new one would open almost immediately. They've identified some land. It's basically, the best way to describe it is in between Whitley Residence Hall and the President's House. They've identified a parcel of land there. That sale would obviously have to be approved by the Board of Regents, but if everything passes, that's where it would be. And then almost the exact same kind of facility would be constructed in Quinlan. And then the third part of that is that they're going to renovate the third floor of the Greenville facility. So it's kind of a three-part deal there.
Well, also some progress on the L3 situation.
Yeah, and that's kind of an interesting situation. The negotiations themselves, both entities signed a non-disclosure agreement, so we're not quite sure exactly where they are. However, in the city council meetings that we've been at, we understand that there definitely has been some progress made. And most recently, one of the most important things that come out of those negotiations is a stipulation of any agreement they're going to have is that money raised by leasing that facility or a large portion of that facility to L3, any of that money, any of that rent money, will have to be used to maintain or improve the airport itself. So, that explanation boiled down, L3 money is not going to be able to go to city coffers to repair roads or infrastructure. It'll have to be used on the airport. And that's based on a long and convoluted history of how Greenville got that airport in the first place.
Well, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning. Caleb Slinkert, editor of the Herald Banner and the Commerce Journal.
My pleasure.
You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.